Coach, as we look back to the 2020 season, I know it was a crazy year for everybody involved, but you as a group probably feel you have some unfinished business. Tough loss, one point loss to Roosevelt in the first round of the playoffs. Kind of a tough way to end a tough year.
Yeah, you know, it was, Kevin. And you look back, reflect all the, you know, woulda, coulda, shouldas, and that's kind of the way football goes and how life goes. But I think it has been a little bit of motivation for our returning kids. And, you know, but I also have to look back and kind of applaud that group that we had and the effort they played and in a just a crazy, crazy year. And they were a really resilient group, and I hope that carries forward for us.
Yeah, just how difficult, if you can kind of, you know, put it in a synopsis, how difficult last year was, because you had to jump through so many hoops just for the chance to play each week. It was remarkable.
Yeah, it really was, Kevin. And I think anybody that was a coach last year in anything, not just football, it was a year hopefully that none of us have to go through again. And, you know, really for the kids, too. It just some things got taken from, you know, a lot of kids, and I was extremely fearful that we weren't going to get a chance to play in the playoffs, and we were lucky enough to be one of those eight teams. And just a wacky, no set rhythm, and you know, luckily, like I said before, I think the resiliency of our kids here in Fort Morgan kind of helped us have a little bit of success last year.
Gotcha. Did you get to a team camp this summer? Did you work out last week like a lot of clubs around the state? How has that gone for you?
Yeah, you know, I think I would have probably liked to gone to a team camp, but it kind of, that stuff happened a little late. So we just went with our original plan, and we just kept working out throughout the summer, did some special stuff on our own to try to do some team stuff. So it had a little bit of a special feel for the kids, because those kids haven't got to go to a team camp for two summers now. But and then came back and got to work last week.
And then the workouts themselves, and a lot of coaches around the state are dealing with this, but you brought it up in an email when we set this up, that you're dealing with heat and then air conditions across the state make it difficult on the kids to get practices in right now.
Absolutely. It's I don't know, maybe my memory's not too good, but it's about as hot as I can remember for the beginning of a football season. Maybe that's has a little something to do with starting a little early, but and then you add the smoke going on, and there's even been a couple days if we were hemming and hawing if we should be outside the whole time. And a little strange beginning again, but you know, you hope that all these things are things that the kids build on, and any kind of adversity, just like when it's game time, you know, hopefully the kids act upon it. And so far we've been pretty good at it, so I hope it helps us in the end.
Okay, let's look at this year's group, and you mentioned that loss to Roosevelt kind of a driving point for your kids coming back. And on offense, that's a big group. You have your leader, Briggs Wheatley, at quarterback. He's a dual threat. Frank Otega in the backfield, Braden Fajardo and Fernando Marquez on the outside. So skill-wise, you're pretty set coming into 2021.
Absolutely. Kevin, that area of our football team, both our skill guys on offense and then on defense too, is it's pretty rare to have the amount of kids we have back, and then on top of that, the experience that group has. Those kids you mentioned, most of them have either started or been a huge contributor since their sophomore year. So it's huge when you have that leadership. Things always cycle in high school football, but right now, you know, where we're at and installation and how far we are with a group that's that experienced in terms of our skill guys, we're really far ahead, and it's fun to be there sometimes and not on the other end of it.
Gotcha. Now for those guys to excel, though, you need some bodies up front. How do you feel about the group that's working out in the offensive line at this point of your preseason workouts?
They're doing a really good job, Kevin. You know, you don't hardly ever have, where you just got almost everybody coming back and up front for us on both sides of the ball and some linebackers. We got to find some people, and we've had some kids just step up when we're asked to move from some positions like a tight end or a fullback to play offensive line. They're doing it, and they're doing a really good job. And you know, hopefully we're not going to be the biggest group, but hopefully we'll be athletic and know what we're doing.
You kind of touched on it there in your last comment, but defensively, you got some work to do there to find 11 guys. You lost your top two tacklers and a few other seniors that contributed, so maybe a few more positions open on the defensive side. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's extremely fair. We're up front, the line and linebackers for sure. We're having some pretty good competition right now with some kids, and some kids again that have played some other positions that we're asking to move to help the football team, and they're doing that too. So you know, time will tell, but so far I really like you know, what we're doing and tweaking some things to maybe help our strengths of being a fast football team, maybe not the biggest football team. So you know, hopefully those things will help pay off on the defensive side too.
Schedule-wise, you got a pretty attractive non-league slate, to be honest with you. Scottsbluff out of Nebraska is your opener. They're typically a good program. And then back in-state, Brush, your rival, Frederick, Conifer, and Discovery Canyon, a lot of 3A playoff appearances for those teams. So you've got your work cut out for you here through the first half of the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Kevin. It's, you know, sometimes that can bite you a little bit, and I hope it doesn't. I hope we stay healthy and competitive, but I guess I've personally always felt that I'd like to go, you know, try to play people and find out a little bit about yourself. And, you know, if we can survive our schedule, I feel like we'll hopefully be pretty darn battle-tested. And, you know, you get lucky enough to get into the playoffs, and hopefully you've been in a lot of close games, and hopefully you know how to play in those games.
And league-wise, again, all this on paper, because it's hard to get a read on teams from last year because you never knew what kids were able to play and what and who weren't. But on paper, it looks like it's you and Roosevelt in late October to determine your league title again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, on paper, when you look at it, I'm sure that's how most people will look at it. You know, I felt like Mountain View last year dropping down. You know, I think they're kind of a little bit of a sleeper. But, you know, Lane's done a phenomenal job with Roosevelt. And since we've taken over the last handful of years, we've had some unbelievable football games with them. So, yeah, there's no getting around that one. That football game hopefully will be important again, and I'm sure it'll be a good one.